Hey gang, John here. Fair warning, at the end of this particular podcast, or towards the last 10-15 minutes, Lee and I get into some conversation about recent events. There is a fair warning there to turn off the podcast if you don't want to hear our particular opinions of stuff that's happened recently, and you know what I'm talking about if you know anything about what's going on in the world. And I have to stress one more time, and I've said this before, the views expressed in all of these podcasts are of myself or the person who is saying it. They do not reflect Dragon Con whatsoever. So Dragon Con can speak for itself. I'm sure that what we say at the end, they would not necessarily disagree with, but I cannot speak for them. So anyway, as always, we hope you enjoy the show. This is a catch-up, read email type episodes. And that's what we're going to talk about in this one. By the way, thank you all for those of you who have shared the podcast with other folks. We really appreciate it. We do this for love of the con and love of just talking to people. But we do appreciate all the kind words and the Facebook messages and the emails and the telephone calls. We love all that stuff. And we love when you share links to this on the various groups. That's awesome. So, you know, feel free to share more. that's awesome. So if you want to reach us again one more time, it's 50days@theuniquegeek.com. That's 50days at theuniquegeek.com. Or voicemail at 813-321-0884. That's 813-321-0TUG. 3210-TUG. 813-321-0884. Yep, that's it. So until next time, well, which is right now, this is John saying peace.
There's one set for stun. Three guys sitting in a dark room that smells like bad cucumbers.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Inconceivable!
Now featuring 11 listeners.
This is me.
Engage.
You slimy scumbag, get on your face and give me 25.
This is the unique geek.
And welcome to another edition of 50 Days of Dragon Con, where your voice goes out and updates are needed. So this is going to be an update episode. Joining me, as always, is the always up-to-date Lee.
Hi! I am up to date, right. Okay.
Vamp for a second while I go run over and turn on a light in this house, because I'm...
Oh, your lights went out?
It got dark. And
it looks like it's getting dark here too. That's not good. But no, it's good. I think I'm really excited about Dragon Con. I'm getting there. You know, this does kind of ramp up my excitement too. A lot of people say it ramps up theirs, but it ramps up ours. I'm really excited. We're just keep getting some guests. I mean, we just, you know, Alton Brown and Wallace Shawn, and I got two more, you know, we got two more Shield people, and you know, all these other guests and all these authors and all the bands. We've got a lot of new bands. We've got a lot of returning, but maybe they've been away for a couple of years bands. I think that's going to be really great. Bring some new energy into the bands and do that. We got a lot of returning DJs. And, you know, a lot of events going on. I mean, so many events. You can either go to an event or a panel or something else. But onto something. And it's just, we are getting chock full at this point.
Yes. Yes, we are. And I want to point something out, because we talked a while ago about Angie creating the first floor map. It's not really a map. It's more of a guide of what's in each of the vendors that are listed on the Dragon Con site. Mm-hmm. She color coded a listing of basically, it's a wonderful little PDF, and We'll get back to Angie again in a minute, because she also sent something today that
She sent an awesome thing today,
and we'll talk about that towards the end. But she has gone back and updated the map with the two other, well, it's three different PDFs with two other, the other two floors. There are three floors, by the way, folks, of vendors. And I'm not 100% sure that was the case last year. It was, now that I think about it, it was the case last year. But she's gone through, and again, much like most of Dragon Con, this is completely fan generated. She's a fan. She saw something that she needed and figured other people probably needed as well. And so, if you get a chance, head over to The Unique Geek and look at any of the, links from the podcast, or look at any of the podcast posts, because I've been putting it in every single podcast, post since we've received it. And it's broken down by floor one, floor two, and floor three. And we can't thank Angie enough for doing that. That was pretty awesome. I'm not her biggest fan right now, based upon.
We are her biggest fan. She's awesome.
We'll talk about that later. Angie, I kid.
I'm not going to forget that we're going to talk about this later. I love how you keep saying that. I'm going to forget that we're going to do it, but yeah, I know. Isn't it awesome?
It is. It's very awesome. Other things that have come through on the Facebook page for The Unique Geek.
Yeah.
James and who else was it that mentioned it? I'll have to find it, but, we mentioned
there right now. What do you think they mentioned?
It was Starlight Express, not Starship Express. Episodes ago.
I do my best with this, and he doesn't have a sheet in front of him anyway.
I don't either. Let's see. Where was I? Okay. So there was that, we wanted to clear that up. And let's see, Jackie put something in the face. I know why.
God, I'm in the Facebook. What? Where are you looking?
I'm looking for.
In our inbox or what?
Yeah, in our inbox.
Okay.
And there was some stuff Jackie in there. Jackie says,
learning as much as possible for relieving some issues.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we just wanted to say thank you for the nice little note that she sent. She was saying that we've helped clarify some stuff. It's her first con, right? Is that what is her first Dragon
that,
Con?
I think that is, because this is my first year at Dragon Con. I've been turning down friends for the past 7, but she is now going to come, and we're very happy.
That is very, very awesome. And we appreciate the thanks that you heaped on us, but we just do it for fun. Actually, it's funny. My kids were asking at the table today, how many years have you been volunteering at Dragon Con? And I said, well, technically, I've never volunteered at Dragon Con.
You're technically not a volunteer, dude.
I know. That is the case. But I've been going for forever, and we've been doing this podcast. By the way, while we were talking on the previous recording. So by the way, this is all going to be out of order, just so you know.
Don't worry about the order we're talking about. Just know that we've been meaning to do this part of this podcast for like 3 days, and life has been a little crazy.
This is actually going to go out the day that we're recording it. We've recorded a podcast yesterday and a podcast just prior to this that will go out the next 2 days. But because it's an update and we're going to go through some events, we want to make sure that everybody knows what's going on. By the way, that's a hint, Lee, to pull up the events page.
Okay. You want to pull up the events page? I can do that.
We were on the previous recording, I went back and I looked at the FTP site to see when the actual first time we ever recorded a 50 days podcast, although it wasn't really called 50 days at the time. Back in 2008, I did several podcasts that weren't and just posts on the Unique Geek, sequential 30-day posts, I think. But the first podcast for related to Dragon Con, as far as The Unique Geek is concerned, was in 2008. The first time that we actually did it as a series, if you will, was in 2009. Mm-hmm. And I found this. I'm going to see if I can play this. Because how would I get to it? Let me see. I want to play it for you because it is actually the X-Track was the first one I ever did. And so it had to be you. Put this on our website there. And let me see if I can play it. It was the first podcast back in 2009. Oh, hey, there we go. File transferred successfully. 2009, July 28th, 2009. Let's see if I can play it. Nope, I want to play it. I don't want to. No. Well, then just pushed it back up there. Open. There we go. Let's see if you can hear this. If you can't, I know that our audience can. And now I'm looking to make sure I'm actually recording this because I just looked at it. Hey, wait, am I recording anything?
Honestly, really? Oh, my God.
Can you hear this?
Nope.
Hi, I'm Jay. This is my hetero.
I can't. That might not mean other people can't, but I can't.
All right, let me see. Well, we do this. Lee, why don't you go through the events because this is sort of a last minute thing. Well,
okay, so I am right now just looking at Thursday. So at 10 a.m., there is a Kingdom of Cosplay by Kingdom of Cosplay. There's Have a Beer with Zero Works Cosplay. There's the Dragon Con Newbie Walking Tour. There's the Captain Kangaroo Meetup. I have no idea, people. It's just in here. Rage Cosplay. Doing Dragon Con with Babies and Small Kids Discussion. They're going to be in the Marriott. The 8th Annual Brit Track Dinner. Doctor Who Caption Contest. Geek Sing-Along. Retro Thursday Night. I'm going to be doing... I'm going to be at 9 o'clock. X-Track is going to be doing the 80s dance party at 9 p.m. There's going to be a moment of silence for Carrie Fisher in the Marriott. And then there's an 8-bit bash, which is over at the Westin, which is Gaming Track. That's just on Thursday, folks. I can't even get in. Oh, my goodness. Why does this say Friday? Because it's I guess 10 p.m. It doesn't end until then. And then Dragon Con officially starts. We got it. Starting with a geek girls run at Dragon Con at 9 a.m. on Friday. So a lot of photo shoots are there and everything else. So if you go to the Dragon Con official page and on the side, there's a little place that says events and you click on that, you're going to be having a list. I can't count this high. We've even got some other things that people are saying that's going to be coming on later. And yeah, so that's where we are. Goodness gracious, like every day has a gajillion. We don't have a lot for Saturday and Sunday yet, but I'm sure that's just because people haven't put them in there yet. So those will be in there soon. But Thursday and Friday already look amazingly full. So,
okay.
So did I get it? So have I done enough or do I need to talk more?
Keep talking.
Okay, so one of the other things, a lot of things on Thursday night. So we are doing some dance parties, some sing-alongs and things like that. Those are always fun. And the other thing is that there is the newbie walking tour. We've already talked about that once. But the other thing is now, and I just saw it, is, you know, how to do Dragon Con with babies. So there are going to be some people that are just kind of chatting with other parents if you want to do that on Thursday night. So, hey, that might be fun. You never know, especially if you have kids. I was just looking at something else. So I'm going to my pages, which is this one with X-Track. With the Unique Geek. And under the Unique Geek, we've also, if you look on our page and do that, we don't have any upcoming events, i.e. we're not going anywhere, but that's not true. We'll be around a lot. If you're looking for John and I, so if you're looking for Lee, during the day, I am usually going to be moderating big guest panels for Paranormal and X-Track, or I'm going to be in the X-Track room. I'm not doing too many panels this year, in all honesty. I just, you know, there's only so much you can do. I'm doing the Two Need Coffee panels. John and I will both be on those. X-Track starts that on Friday and ends it on Monday. That's how we start. And then John is going to be around a lot. John, though, is listed. Yeah, he is an invited, an attending pro, I think is your actual pro. whatever it is. So he is actually going to be listed in everything. So he'll be in the app and things like that. So if you're wondering where John is, he's going to be doing some stuff for X-Tract specifically. He's going to be at the Need Coffee panels, as I said. He is doing a Lost Wake. This will be our last Lost fandom panel until we get Lost Guest, just because I got other things that are pushing it out of the way. So we've got that, and I think that'll be great. Also, yeah,
the Lost thing is something that myself and Aaron have done for X-Tract, or at least moderated for X-Tract over the last 5 or so years, six years.
Forever. Yes,
yeah.
Because the Losties find me and tell me I have to.
Right. And so, unfortunately,
which is fun. I don't mind that.
Unfortunately, as Lee points out, there is a point at which you kind of got to, you know, go, well, it's time to move on. We have other things we have to cover. Yeah. We have a limited schedule. So, we thought that what we would do this year is do a wake for all the characters. And the idea being is that the fans can come up and give their last, you know, their lasting memories of Sawyer and Jack and the rest of the gang and Walt, because talk about how Walt is aged a lot when nobody else in the cast seemed to. So you can tell us your favorite memories of each of them as we bid farewell. It's so hard to say goodbye. We're
talking about Warehouse 13 and Grimm and stuff like that. So that'll be a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. John and I used to do a very early morning Monday panel that was like what you can watch with your kids, but amazing. Like Kaleidoscope also has one like that. So it dropped off mine and it's over there. And I think that's great. I am going to be doing that panel, cause I am a parent who raised a kid that is way into fandom, and that's been kind of fun. And I can talk about some of my experiences, and John and I have shared experiences over the years. So I might even bring out some John stories for that, which does happen. So yay.
And hopefully the big thing that if anyone wants to come and see me and say hi or whatever, probably the best place to do it. Hope we haven't got a firm time on it yet. So I'm hoping that it happens this year. But the Fun Fest, the Need Coffee Fun Fest is probably the best place to find me. It's usually in the evening because it's sort of a game show festival type thing. It runs for about 2.5 hours. We do an intermission in between, but that's probably the best place. Plus you also can get a really good chance of winning prizes there. So.
Yeah. And, that is always a fun one. That is a mature audience.
Yes, it is a mature audience. It is, I would say it's a hard PG-13.
Only go PG-13 on that?
Yeah. I would only go, go hard PG-13, maybe a light R. All right. It is mature though. It is. There will be, an occasional F bomb dropped. So,
occasionally. Yep.
So it is possible if somebody might say something along those lines. Cause we can't control what everybody says. Oh yeah. So that's where you can find us. I did get the audio from the first episode. So let's listen together, shall we? Can you hear it now?
There's one. Set for stun.
I can hear it now.
Hi, I'm Jay. This is my hetero life mate, Solid Fox. Actually,
inconceivable!
This is the old intro. Hey folks, John here. Just want to quickly touch base with you about our latest podcast, the one that you've just downloaded or you're listening to right now on your iPod or on the computer or wherever the heck it is that you're listening to it. This is part of our 40-day countdown to Dragon Con. Oh, that so is the big convention that all of us geeks, the unique geeks, go to. And so it was 40 days back then. Okay.
Yeah. Remember, you did start at 40.
40 days of
I started at 30,
stuff relating to Dragon Con. Or conventions in general, really. You know, some of it's just generic convention stuff. But be sure to go out and check out theuniquegeek.com.
I was waiting on you. I'm listening
because there are people that are like, I can't wait to talk about cryptozoology, or I want to hear more about how do they do a ghost investigation, or how do they write paranormal fiction or nonfiction.
Our recording is gotten a lot better.
But then there are people like, wait, I want 12 panels about stars from all these different shows. And so You have to figure out a way to balance that.
Right, and you said, and as you said, you have to do 30 hours. Is that the requirement for any track?
It's about 32 hours over the course of the 4 days. And this year, Dragon Con.
Well, okay, Lee, just out of curiosity, since it's 32, how many hours is it now?
Well, now that I have two tracks, let's see, I can count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22.
Everyone's enjoying
your
counting.
So in paranormal, I'm doing 24, and I'm doing closer to, I think it's right at 30 in X-Track. So, yeah, I mean, I do 54. I work on 54 panels and do a lot of updates on that. So we haven't really gotten that much bigger, I think, panel-wise. We do start sometimes a little earlier. But I always kind of started early on Friday usually. We start a little earlier now. It used to be kind of, you didn't open until 1 on Friday, then it went to like 11:30, then 10, and now
it's Thursday. Yeah. Are you even counting your Thursday event?
I am counting my Thursday event, but I only have one. I'm only doing one in X-Track. So.
Right. But your Thursday event is like, could be several hours though. Right. So, I mean, it's more
My Thursday event right now is set up for 2 hours. Yeah, it could be fun. And I really do hope a lot of people come and dance. Please come and dance as this dressed up as Stranger Things. I think that would be a lot of fun. Well, bring your outfits. I'm excited. I love Stranger Things. I cannot wait till October.
I'm going to leave this running in the background, and we'll check in with what Lee and John are saying periodically through the rest of this.
That would be probably terrible, but okie dokie.
Yeah, the recording, the other side of this recording has gotten a lot better since then.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, we sound so, well, what were we using? I mean, was it Skype then or just?
I don't even remember. It was, I don't know.
It was crazy.
Yeah, because it wasn't, well, actually, this, I'm not sure that you were, we were hosting together at that point. I think it wasn't until the next year where we hosted together.
It wasn't at all, because the issue there was that you actually asked me because I knew need coffee. And you asked me to do it. And then the next year, or actually, I think because you did that before Dragon Con, it kind of came into, hey, can you help me get some people? And I was like, yeah, sure. And I was like, oh, you're going to be on this while I do it. I'm like, oh.
Right. Yeah. Because 2010, okay. There's a lot more there, a lot more of, I literally started naming the files, 50 or, you know, Days of Dragon Con or whatever, DC 2010. Yeah. So we've been doing this officially since 2009 and then 2010 together. So 7 years.
Wow.
That answers that question that we've always never bothered to look. And all I had to really do was just go look at the files and I would know.
I mean, that would be amazing. But you know, looking at the files sounds like work. It's like when somebody said, how long have you been a volunteer? I'm like, oh, I don't know. Somebody's like, you know, you can look at the volunteer database that you have to go in and update and figure that out. I never even thought of that. Thank you. That was really sad because you have to update yourself. It's really sad.
Okay. So Jenny Jacobs writes on the Facebook page, just listened to the most recent ESO con report, and they had Dan Carroll on the podcast. We have to. He said registration was moving to Hilton. DC website still says Sheridan. I'd go with what Dan says. And I don't see anybody talking about the move. Any word if that's true, or if Dan can be on 50 Days to Ask? Well, I'd love the show, and we love you too, Jenny.
Thank you, Ben. I will find out. We have the last directors meeting this Saturday, and then John and I will talk probably either Monday night or Tuesday. So I'll have all those updates.
Right, and I imagine if Dan's saying it moved to the Hilton, it moved to the Hilton.
I wouldn't give you a percent, but we wanted to move it to the Hilton last year because the Sheraton has needed more bigger rooms to do stuff in. But then the Hilton was doing renovation, so we couldn't. So I think that is true, but it probably still is listing that just in case. You never know. Mm-hmm. We know how we do it if we go to the Sheraton, so there you go.
Right. Let's see, going to the 50 Days mailbox, by the way, you can email us at 50days@theuniquegeek.com. That's the best way to find, to send us a, well, that or the Facebook are the best ways to get a hold of us. Also the voicemail, which we have a voicemail from Zan in a minute that we'll play. Andrew writes, first, my compliments, great work on the podcast. As they say in the South, y'all are doing the Lord's work. You want to say that for me, Lee?
Y'all doing the Lord's work. Doing the Lord's work. I'm telling you.
I'm not a Dragon Con newbie, but this is the first year I've listened to the podcast. I don't know how I went without it prior years. Well, thank you. As it seems like an essential part of the hype train leading up to Dragon Con. Leading up to the Dragon Con station, yes. Officially, I take John's side. Dragon Con starts on Thursday. Lee does have it rough in the end of the show games. Categories and timers seem stacked against her.
It's not just you. Everybody knows it.
It's not true. It's fair and just. Now a suggestion. I love to hear Dragon Con pro tips or advanced Dragon Conning,
baby. Yes, we are. Yeah, that's a great idea. And I'm kind of looking around and seeing some of that. There are some people I know who have been coming to Dragon Con for years. There are also... I'm going to actually trying to reach out to a couple of track directors to say, hey, you know somebody who's been coming to your track for 5 or 10 years. Can you give me their name and see if they want to talk to us? So, yeah, we're looking for that.
Yeah. So we'll take that as a suggestion.
Yeah, there are lots of things. Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting because we started this when we started the podcast some years ago. It's funny because there was a series of questions that we always used to ask, and it was like dot 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 dot. How'd you get involved? Mm-hmm. How'd you get suckered into being a director? How'd you get a da, da, da? And so over the years, because the directors have sort of stayed the same. We get some new directors like Melissa. You'll hear in a couple of days. We'll ask that question again, but we sort of gone away from that over the years, and it was really initially the thought process for me. Lee was already involved with Dragon Con, but for me, it was, you know, much like we talked about with Angie in her map, I saw something that would be a great idea for just getting people more information about the various tracks. Cause there was really before the internet, before Dragon Con really embraced some of the apps and whatnot. It's really hard to find stuff. And directors were, you know, they were doing all this great work, but they didn't really know. You never really knew what was going on in their track because you wouldn't get the schedule until you arrived, people.
Well, yeah.
Let's point that out, too. Until you arrived.
Well, I kind of went on a rant about that, but I do want to say that. You guys, it is kind of amazing. Now, I've been going for 20 years, so everything has changed. But, actually 22 because I wasn't a volunteer for my first 2 years. What's been kind of amazing on a lot of this is that everything has changed. Everything is different. Nothing stayed the same. So there's a lot of that. There is also just a lot of other, you know, just little stuff going on. And it's kind of amazing on that too, because it's just everything like that. There's lots of little changes, but the biggest change, honestly, I remember it and it happened with the app, which is only 3-4 years old. Is that you really, unless a track put it out, you didn't know what was going on until you got there and you got the paper book. And honestly, you stood in line at registration. And a part of that was you went up and got the book and then got in line to get your badge. And you would go through and start highlighting or circling or whatever, what you wanted to do. And that's only been 5 years ago, no more. So, yeah, I mean, this idea of look at how much we can do, that's really new. So it's kind of amazing. And it's cool. It's very, very cool. Don't get me wrong, but wow, kind of amazing.
Yeah, everything's changed. Now, let's listen in and see what we were talking about 7 years ago.
Hotel.
Really?
We were in the Hilton alone the first year I went there.
Oh God, yeah.
Yeah, it must be 8 years ago that I first started going because
I think they were in.
Yeah, I think the two kids and I were talking about this. I think it's been 15 years that I've been attending. I think
what's the one on the end from?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
There's three main hotels now. Well, I guess now there's four.
Five hotels.
Yeah, I know, right?
Use all four of those now.
Yeah, when I was going there, they had when I started going there, they only used the two hotels. And maybe a bit of the third one, but not, it wasn't, you know, I never actually had to go over there. Now
Now it's like, what, in four hotels, exactly what we just said, and they move.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So DragonCon has changed considerably over the years. Well, remember, I have a photo somewhere of the parade, the first parade. It's like, there's nobody on the streets. It's just the funniest thing, because now you're going to talk about the parade. We were talking about it again at dinner tonight.
Yeah, no, and, I mean, yeah, the first parade, that was a brainstorm of Pat Henry, who was the chairperson at that point. And he just wanted us to have a parade. So they did one. And the first one was really small. I think the first one took longer to walk than, it was just how everybody could, by the time they walked down there and walked back, they were really exhausted because it just kind of went that fast. But yeah, that was really small. And then now you're 8 and 10 people deep. I tell people who want to see it, get there at 8, if not earlier. Because otherwise you're not going to be able to see it. It starts at 9 and you're not going to be able to see it. So, yeah, it's pretty amazing now.
I would also like to give a shout out to our Canadian friends.
Yes.
Who had the, I don't know. I have to assume it was a rhetorical question. They were asking if I would try some of the whiskey that they were bringing for panel yeah. whiskey. I'm like, I don't know why this is even a question, but of course,
they're so, bringing animal with what?
Canadian whiskey.
Oh, okay.
With That's them for panel whiskey, as they pointed
out. Oh, okay.
Out. Yeah.
I didn't see that email, so yay.
It was awesome. On Twitter. It was on Twitter.
Oh, it was on Twitter.
Twitter, you know, where we start wars and talk about whiskey.
I unfortunately have not been able to be on Twitter in a very long time.
Kevin B, and there's you probably shouldn't go. It's not gotten any better. Kevin Batchelder, which we've had on the podcast a long time ago, he sent over a link to the Time Guardians trailer. As a reminder, the sci-fi drive-in thing is Friday night. I guess I should know. Head over to DragonCon events on Facebook, and you'll figure it out, but I'll supply a link to it, the YouTube link to it in this. So if anybody wants to see what the trailer looks like, it's horrible. That's what I'm going to say. It's horrible. Hey, let's see what Lee's saying.
The rest of the weekend.
Now, that's basically on an honor system, right? And it's policed by, you don't get it next year because, you know, you
don't get it next year. And if we see you at con and you've done that, we're going to take your badge then. We're going to stop you that way.
I have no idea what we're talking about there.
Hold on. I'm curious as to what we're talking about.
For me, the issue is promising 25 hours. I need people who are morning people.
Oh. I think we were talking about volunteering and the number of hours.
Very likely. Yeah. Very likely. Yes.
Although I think now you guys log those time too, don't you?
We do. We have, for a long time, we had these wonderful little notebooks. We'd put them in and we'd give them to the volunteer coordinator, Richard, and he would say, oh, okay, you're good. Now we actually do everything online. I still get a little notebook because it has some other things for me to keep up with, but nope, almost everything is online.
All right. So, as we conclude, actually we'll talk about in a second. Well, we got two other things we got to talk about.
Yeah, we got to do at least two. We got to talk about our friend. Got to talk about what Angie sent you.
Yeah. I know. That's the other thing that I was referring to. One of the two things.
This is the stuff you get for making my life hell with those games. Those little games at the end.
I'm trying to find the voicemail from our friend Zan. It's not that one. It's going to be in this area code.
I don't know where you put all those.
Because you don't actually see these particular ones here. Let's see if this is the one. I don't think it is, though. Oops. Yeah, turn the volume up.
John and Lee.
Oh, it is.
It's me again. You guys probably.
All right. Let's play it from the beginning. Here we go. I think this is the right one.
Good morning, John and Lee.
Oh, no, wait. That's Angie.
That's Angie.
Let's try. That's July. That's too long ago. Oh, there it is. I found it. I was looking in the wrong area code. Okay, here we go.
Hi, Lee and John. This is Eternal Zan from Day 4, Episode 3, and I'm calling with a bit of important information. I just wanted to mention that it has been confirmed by the DragonCon social media team and the woman who organizes and runs the DragonCon newbie tours on Thursday from 2:30 to 5, that while you will need either a four-day badge or a Thursday-only pass for $10 if you don't have a four-day badge, for all official DragonCon activities that are on the DragonCon official schedule, or, you know, will be when it comes out a few days before con, you don't need a DragonCon badge at all to attend the newbie tours on Thursday. So, again, if all you want to do on Thursday is attend the newbie tours from 2:30 to 5, you don't need a DragonCon badge for that. Show up, take the tours. You'll still have plenty of time to go pick up your badge in the Sheraton after the tours are done. Just wanted to let you know, I'm loving the podcast, all caught up on it, and it's got a lot of great information, as always. Looking forward to future episodes. Bye.
Bye.
So that was our friend, Zan. So some good information there. So, it now seems like it's the Hilton, not the Sheraton, but whichever one it is, that's where it is.
Awesome. Yay.
So I guess only the last thing to talk about is what Angie sent over today. You want to talk about this?
Yeah, let's talk about that. Let's talk about that.
Go ahead.
Well, so Angie, because Angie is a very nice person, she got a list of all the places where John could get a Morticia dress. And not only did she make sure John could get a Morticia, that there were places to look for it, she also made sure that they would fit John. So she has given him a really long list. So there is no reason that John is not going to be dressing up as Morticia, right?
I'm going to be honest with you. It's still not happening. Some of these, there's no way. I don't think there's any way I could fit into this plus size costume.
I think you could.
I could.
Why you think you can't?
Because I'm still bigger than this.
Well, okay, Manny.
Person, let me see. There's Morticia wigs.
There was so much on there. There was wigs, and there was two, three dresses.
Yeah, there's a V-neck lacy thing. In honesty, reasonably priced. Adam's Family Deluxe. Let's see. There's actually just a. Oh, that's the wig. Okay.
Yeah,
the wig's not bad. It's only $10 too. Angie, again, love you, but I hate you. So
I love you a lot. I'm very happy.
Let me see what this one is. Well, that one might work.
See?
If I
Which one is
do,
that one?
It would be the Laligan one.
Oh.
Because it's about the size I would probably need. Given my figure, I mean, anyway.
I can't wait. It's fine. We'll figure this out. I'm just saying this, we're going to look. It'll be awesome.
So anyway, there's that. Now, before we sign off, I'm going to give everyone an opportunity to turn off the podcast at this point. Lee and I, there, as most of you know, things have been going on, outside of the happy world of Dragon Con as of late. And we wanted to say something about it. And if, first of all, I suspect that most of our listeners are thinking the same things we are. So I'm hoping, because if not, then probably really, I'm going to be frank with you. I probably don't want you as a listener. But anyway, this would be a good time to turn it off if you don't want to get angry with us about something we might say that would, besides what I just said 2 seconds ago, that you might not agree with. So I'm going to let Lee talk first, and then I'll just say my little 2 cents about the crap that's been going on lately. Go on, Lee.
Well, I mean, I think that,
by the way, you should have left by now if you're. Okay.
Yeah. If you're gonna,
So until next time, peace. Okay. There we go. All right.
Yeah. Peace and whatever. And it is about peace. I mean, I think what's been going on, what happened in Charlottesville this weekend, what's we've continued to see, and the groups that have continued to be emboldened, you know, it is sad in 2017 that John and I both have to say we completely and utterly condemn everything the alt-right did, in whatever term you want to call them. I'm calling them Nazis, in Charlottesville, of course. We really do strive, though, to keep this happy. We talked about it a little bit before we recorded on Sunday, and we meant to record this the other day. And honestly, I had some other things I had to deal with. Work is busy, especially because I'm only taking a week off for Dragon Con. But so it's just a lot of stuff. And I think what is Dragon Con as a family, I think we're a good family, and I think that's great. But I just wanted to say to everyone, I'm thinking of what I can do actively. Supposedly there's a march this week in Atlanta. I'll be going to it. There's other things that are going on, places you can donate, but things to do too. And, you know, I firmly believe in peaceful protest. Nothing gets solved through violence. It is hard for me, though, because, you know, there's just sometimes you want to punch somebody. But let's not. Let's try to keep, as Michelle Obama said, when they go low, we go high. Let's try to be that. It's tough, at least for me. I'm not going to tell people what to do, though. I can't. This is just so upsetting and so angering, and that we're still dealing with this crap in 2017 is just amazing. I had two grandfathers who fought in World War II, and if they were both alive, and they're not, they're not, I think they would just be absolutely disgusted and stunned that somebody was killed by a Nazi on American soil this weekend, this past weekend. And it's just feel for the family, feel for everybody there that got hurt in Charlottesville, the gentleman that got attacked by people and had to run basically for his life. Just I feel for him as well. This is just ridiculous in this day and age. And I hope that when we come together for Dragon Con, we can come together, we can celebrate being together and being as a family, but also not forget that there's a lot of work to do, and it's not our bubble, but we're going to try to keep our little happy bubble if we can, and then go out and start doing everything else we need to do before it and after it. So that's all I really wanted to say. You know, as we say, we try to keep this very happy and very fun and in the spirit of Dragon Con, but this is too big of a thing not to at least mention.
So I'm going to bring it back to Dragon Con a little bit here. First of all, I should mention once and again, I said several times, we do not speak for Dragon Con, although I doubt that the people that do speak for Dragon Con.
Yeah, we're speaking for ourselves. We're speaking for ourselves, yes.
Necessarily disagree with anything we have to say, but on this particular topic. But we do not speak for Dragon Con. Dragon Con is its own entity. And this is, again, as we've discussed earlier, this was born out of just a love for the con years ago.
Yeah.
And we do not speak officially for Dragon Con. One more time, I'll say it.
One more time. That's a good thing to say. We're always speaking for ourselves. Yeah.
What I would say is this. First of all, what happened in Charlottesville is disgusting. I abhor violent protests in any fashion. But moral equivalency there's not even a moral equivalency between, if you will, the two sides, quote unquote, the two sides. One is fascist and wants to eliminate people. The other side, whether you agree with their tactics, the more extreme versions of the other side, or not, their intent is to oppose the people that are trying to eliminate them. So, we fought several wars about this already, people.
As I said, that we're doing this in 2017. Come on.
Yeah. When I say I want to bring it back to Dragon Con, I want to say this. First of all, we're family. We got to look out for each other. Second of all, consider, look at your costume, your cosplay, if you happen to be cosplaying. And if you thought it was going to be clever, again, I'm only speaking for myself. If you thought it was going to be clever to dress as a Nazi, rethink your position. If you thought I was going to be clever to use anything that happened this last weekend, or is this in a lot of ways still going on, as part of what you want to bring to Dragon Con, seriously reconsider your approach. I would also say that to, I know that a couple of years ago we had an incident at Dragon Con with the Twin Towers thing, which was atrocious. So consider what you're doing. I would even go so far as to say, and this is something that's really, really touching. I'm just going to say it and then I'm going to move on. Consider the cultural sensitivity of what you're cosplaying as, especially if you're like me, you're a white male. And you know, you've had all the opportunities in the world to do, given to you. And, there's no need to potentially be insensitive to somebody else's culture. So consider that. I've seen a couple of things, online that make me a little concerned that people don't have that sensitivity. And we kind of touched on this when we talked to Faith briefly, which is like getting a Pocahontas is really difficult because you don't want to be insensitive to that culture. Right. So,
exactly.
So consider your thing. You know, I don't want to say there's ways to approach those kind of things correctly, because I'm not going to be the arbiter of that. It's not, again, I'm a white male. I'm not affected by, those things other than just being, empathetic to others that might feel, offended by it. Right. So just consider that. Try to keep your costumes in our bubble. On another note for that as well, because it's atrocious that this has happened also at Dragon Con where, man, I'm blanking on his name. We had him on last year, cosplayer.
Charles.
Yes. Charles is a, I'm such a white guy that I don't even know if I should say a person of color. Is that what I'm supposed to say now? I don't know. So anyway, he has a great story about him dressed up as Batman and a kid coming and talking to him, which was awesome. But he also has had to deal with people saying, you know, pointing out that he is, African-American and, dressed as Batman, and Batman is not that skin color. So that also is, consider your words, right? That's, that makes no sense. First of all, Batman is fictional. Let's just start with that part.
I think that's a really good one to start off with.
Frank Castle, for crying out loud. And what you ever think of that run or not, he transformed into a African-American at one point in the comics. I don't necessarily agree with what they did with that, but that's, you know, that's another thing. So the point is that it's all fictional. It's all fictional. Consider that at Dragon Con, consider your words and give someone a hug. Remember, get consent first, but give someone a hug, and look out for each other. That's it.
Yeah. Well, and I, you know, years ago we used to say, at Dragon Con that, you know, spandex, it's a privilege, not a right. We don't say that anymore because you know what? It isn't. Do what you want to do. Do your cosplay. Be whoever you want to be. Gender swap Thor. Well, they already did that in the comic. I don't even know what I'm talking about. But
be a frog.
Be a frog. I don't know. Make him a frog. Have you been a frog?
Yeah, he's been a frog.
He was? Okay. Yeah. He's been a frog. Great. But we don't do that anymore because the issue is people want to cosplay what they want to cosplay. But the other issue is, as John just said, you know, be sensitive, guys. Don't be that. As we often say, John, don't be that guy. Don't be that gal. But come enjoy Dragon Con. Enjoy it for the spirit that it is. We love it. First of all, I wouldn't volunteer if I didn't love it. John and I wouldn't spend hours doing this if we didn't love it. So, I mean, he's bringing his kids. We have finally gotten him to bring his kids to Dragon Con. So, you know, after all these years of it being dad's space, he's now going to share. We're so proud of you for sharing now.
So that's the heavy part of the show.
That's the heavy part of the show. And we don't want to be heavy anymore. And I'm, yeah, I got to go home. Yeah. I gotta go to bed.
She's been at work. By the way, this whole time, in case you didn't know that, she's been sitting at work, doing this. This is what she does for you people.
It just happened because of other things. So, you know, things happen. That just happened.
Anyway,
but I'm really excited, to see everybody. You know, yes, ask first, but I really hope to see people and get hugs, because those are always great.
Yep. So that's that. Be nice to each other. Yeah. And, you know, nonviolence is the better route, but you got to do what you got to do to defend yourself.
Yep.
So anyway,
be careful.
Wow.
Stay safe. What was it? Stay safe out there, that they used to say?
Yes, sure.
On St. Elsewhere, he always said something.
Did he? Okay.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Was that St. Elsewhere, or was that Hill Street Blues? Because it seems like
Hill Street Blues.
It seems St. Elsewhere is a hospital. Up. People are coming to you. Yeah. You're not going out there. I don't know.
Whatever. Right.
Yeah. Is there any way to end this at all? I don't know. All right. We're ending it now.
Really, we're done. We be excellent to each other.
Now's the time when I do we play a game with. Oh, there's no way to play. Never mind.
No games.
All right.
I'm wondering, what are you going to do when you're actually interviewing me for Extract?
I don't know. I'll figure it out. I'll have you play against my son. Something like that. All right. So until next time, this is John for... Won't Lee say her name this time?
Lee.
Saying until next time.
Peace. Yeah. Peace.
All right. Goodbye.
This has been a production of The Unique Geek. To leave a comment or suggestion, call us at 833-210-TUG or email us at thegeeks@theuniquegeek.com. Follow The Geeks on Twitter @TheUniqueGeek. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons share alike non-commercial license.